Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Toby Cheddar, the chair of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. Thanks for joining us, Toby.
Thanks for having me.
You have recently moved into the role of chair of Sask Pork. First of all, a little bit of background. How long have you been involved in pork production? In what types of roles? And what is your current role?
So it's getting to be close to 30 years that I've been involved in hog production. I've worked in all areas of production, from a barn worker right to manager position. And I'm currently the unit manager for our hog production.
In a given day on the farm, what would your duties typically include?
This could include just general day-to-day chore duties, feed milling, time spent in administration, and regular paperwork, stuff like that. Checking and replying to emails, maintaining schedule, and keeping on top of employee duties. And since I've been a director, this could include going from doing chores directly to Zoom meetings.
How long have you actually been on the board of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board? And what prompted your decision to take on the responsibilities as chair?
So I've been on this board going into my fifth year on the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. And as for the decision to take on the chair, it's similar to my decision for joining the board. There's stuff happening outside in the hog industry, outside of the barn door. And if you don't go out and see that, you're kind of liable to get stuck in a groove in the hog industry. I like to be involved in discussions and policy, and this decision just takes my position as a director to the next level.
As chair of Sask Pork, what do you consider to be the key issues of interest or concern for Saskatchewan's pork sector right now, and what do you expect to be the priorities moving forward?
So Sask Pork's mission is to work on behalf of the pork producers to make sure that we have a positive business environment that maintains our global competitiveness in the industry and high standards of own farm production while we're trying to stimulate long-term growth and investment in the Saskatchewan pork industry. So that the board of directors have set out four strategic priorities for areas for the industry. This includes industry development, producer services, public relations, and research. And I expect we'll continue to have progress in all of these priorities in the next coming year.
We have heard a considerable amount with regards to some of the various issues. Looking at transportation, what have been the challenges at this point, and what are the concerns there?
So the transportation issue and the feed costs are a big concern. Those are challenges right now in the hog industry. There seems to be a general shortage of truckers in Canada, and this isn't just restricted to the hog industry. With our more reliance on more in feed imports and increased need of imported feed ingredients, we're relying more and more on long-distance transportation this year. The biggest impact we've seen so far in the Saskatchewan is the supply of some of the feed ingredients we typically import, particularly soy meal. That's in very short supply. Like, loads are being delayed like weeks at a time, and guys are just scrambling to keep enough feed in their bins. There's also very little canola meal to substitute with a poor crop year last year, and that's not helping any. But so far, we haven't seen any live shipment disruptions, but the farms that do ship that out, those hogs out, those isoenes, they are worried about it.
What needs to happen to address these concerns and provide the necessary stability for pork producers and for agriculture in general?
Well, I don't think this is an easy solution to this issue. With the amount of tons and feed that need to be imported from the U.S. right now into Western Canada, and because of the drought being a put strain on the system. And the cross-border vaccination mandate that came into effect, that's not helping this situation any, and it's basically reducing the number of Canadian-U.S. drivers that can cross the border. So with both Canada and U.S. removing these rules, that will help. And then in the long term, a good crop year in 2022 will reduce our dependence on imports and help with the issue, but that's still a long ways off.
In the meantime, what do pork producers need to be aware of in regards to feed costs and why, and what are the recommendations or advice?
Well, feed costs are going to remain high in the next little while. It's a good idea to just book as far ahead in advance all the ingredients that you can and make sure you have enough delivered till we get closer to the new crop year, which starts coming off in August. And also, SAS Pork ran a feed town hall meeting last fall with the research from the Prairie Swine Center and the University of Saskatchewan, and they presented a lot of good information in reducing feed costs. Producers can look at that on the SAS Pork website if they want to check it out.
What is your message to those involved in pork production and to the consumers who consume your product?
Well, to those who are involved in the pork production, I'd say just get out and get involved in what's going on outside the barn door. There's lots going on beyond the farm gate. And to the consumers, you're eating a wholesome, delicious, and nutritious product, some of the highest quality in the world, and it's being produced by some of the world's safest food standards.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, the only thing I could add is if you want to make something better, just wrap it in bacon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My guest has been Toby Cheddar, the chair of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.